Hi, I'm Kate LeBlanc.
Hi, I'm Leah Crowley, and you're listening to Our 5 Cents,
a podcast brought to you by the University of Rhode Island student-run newspaper, The Good 5 Cent Cigar.
This is your walk to class.
All the news you need to know in the time it'll take you to walk from Keeney to Swan.
Today, we have a very special episode. Do you want to tease it, Kate?
Sure, what should I say?
I don't know, maybe talk about, we have to reveal who it is that we interviewed last week.
If you listened to last week's episode, you know that we teased a fun, exciting guest that's going to be on the podcast, in the newspaper, and in the newscast as well this week. And that guest is...
Drumroll, please. John! I thought maybe we'd do it together.
Yeah, we can
okay,
do it
ready,
together.
Okay, ready? 3, 2.
John King! That was like so PBS.
Right? I feel like that was... We were pretty in sync.
That was good.
We even did like the same sort of inflection.
Yeah, I liked it.
Kind of went with
unplanned,
it.
Folks.
We're real pros.
Yeah, so on this week's episode, we have CNN's John King.
Where we will also be sharing exclusive audio from that interview that you can't find in the paper or the newscast. However, there's also things in the paper and the newscast you won't find in the podcast. Therefore, you have to watch, listen, and read all three.
Consume all the media this week, guys. It's John King.
So for anyone who doesn't know, I feel like we should say who John King is.
Yep.
He is a URI alum.
Class of 1985.
Alumnus?
Alumnus, yeah.
Alumnus? I'm just going to say alum.
Sure.
Alumnus I don't like. Sounds kind of funky.
It's in my lead, so.
I won't read it out loud.
Okay.
John King is a URI alum. He worked for the AP, the Associated Press, after graduating from URI and is now currently the chief national correspondent on CNN. You've maybe seen him on election night with that fancy map that changes color.
The magic wall.
The magic wall. He was portrayed on SNL with said wall with nubs for hands. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So, yes, and we got the privilege of sitting down and talking to him about his time at URI, a little bit about his career, and how he met Christiane Amanpour. Stick around for that quote. That's a good one.
Also a bit about his experience working for The Cigar. He was a cigar reporter as well, which is a fun fact and a very exciting bit of information for all of us.
In honor of 50 years, he also gave some advice to our current and future cigar staff, so you have a lot to look forward to in this episode.
So Leah and I sat down with John, first name basis, is that okay?
He did say in our email to call him John and that he did not like Mr. King.
Okay.
So how about we'll say, listeners, that we are not being disrespectful by calling him John. We were told strictly to refer to him as John and not Mr. King.
We have great manners, folks. Trust
us. Yes.
So Leah and I got to sit down with John last Thursday over Zoom. It was a great experience. We had about like a 40-minute long chat, and he talked a lot about the cigar, a lot about his time at the AP, CNN, etc., as we kind of just covered. But it was great. Even over Zoom, he talked a bit about like the somewhat disconnect there can be over the internet compared to an in-person interview. Yeah, he's just such a people person that it's great to be around somebody who has so much experience and likes to talk about it and share kind of his knowledge and wisdom with young reporters. So I really appreciated that about
especially
our conversation.
Especially as a big cheese at exactly. CNN, willing to sit down with some college journalists. We really appreciate it. I thought you were going to throw me under the bus for not having Zoom Premium, though, for a hot minute there.
You know, I thought about it, but I said, Kate, is that classy?
Kate.
Yeah, so Leah.
That is like one of the best quotes of the season, I think, if not the podcast.
So for the listeners' context, we're on the interview with John King, debatably one of the biggest interviews of our careers as young journalists.
Okay, yeah.
Leah can contest that if she wants. You know, she knows some big hats, sure.
No. I mean, he's the biggest hat of hats I've had, I'd say, on the national scale.
Okay, perfect. So John King, a big hat, sitting on Zoom, asking him questions. We thought we were only going to have 30 minutes, and he's like, oh, keep going. I'm like, great. Let's keep talking. Leah's little timer comes up on the corner of Zoom. Upgrade your meeting now, or your meeting will end in 10, 9, 8,
okay,
7.
It was minutes. It wasn't 10 seconds.
We don't have, like,
the interview
the 10
did
minutes.
Not cut off on Mr. John King. Thank you very much.
We wrapped it up when it said less than a minute. But regardless, the 40 minutes we got to spend with him were awesome, so.
If it's not Zoom Premium, what is it? Zoom Inferior? My Zoom.
Your current Zoom?
Yeah.
Is Zoom inferior for sure.
Okay, so my Zoom inferior did not mess up the interview.
But yeah, so we got to sit down via Zoom. It was awesome. And talk to John about some awesome things.
One of those things being, as Kate mentioned, his time at the Cigar. And he did tell us that he wasn't as involved with the Cigar as he originally thought he was going to be. I think he said he got involved late sophomore year into his junior year. But then he had an internship at the AP, which took up a lot of his time. But he talked about how his time at the Cigar taught him a lot of things like teamwork and, you know, the value of working in a newsroom. And he also shared some tidbits about what it was like the type of equipment they were working with, you know, back then, which was very different than what we're working with now. We're not working with floppy disks anymore, so I suppose that's somewhat of a difference.
One anecdote that John King shared with Leah and I when we talked to him was also about another URI alum, fellow CNN anchor, international foreign correspondent. Is that her title?
I don't know, but she's also a big cheese.
Big Cheese Christiane Amanpour.
Who also sponsors URI's Christiane Amanpour Lecture, which is, I think, a big event for URI, and especially the journalism department at URI. And I will say, this was my favorite part of the interview, hands down.
It's so fun when people share, whether it's John King or whether it's someone else, but it's so fun when people share these like really personal tidbits, like very specific memories. And this one seemed really special to him, and it really hit home with both of us and really packaged like the URI experience into one. Yeah.
It's funny for sure. So why don't you take a listen?
In the first Persian Gulf War, when I worked for the Associated Press, I was in Dahran, Saudi Arabia, and Christiane was there for CNN. And she was across the hall. She was smoking a cigarette. She's quit. But she was smoking a cigarette in those days. And she had a URI sweatshirt on. And I literally walked over and said, "Where the hell did you get that?" And she said, "Well, I went to URI." And so that's how we found out that we were both Rams. It was funny. And we're good friends now. She was texting me just today.
I'd just like to add, after listening to that, his impression, I feel like, was spot on.
It was really good.
I was impressed.
Kudos.
It was a good Christiane Amanpour impression.
Also, I don't know if you remember this, but this is very small, but I remember it very significantly in my brain. I think earlier this year, he tweeted a photo from when...
I saw that.
Yes. Yes. Okay. He tweeted a photo of him and Christiane.
On a boat.
I thought it was during the Persian Gulf War.
Yes.
But was it on a boat? I don't.
Maybe
I
not.
Misremember that part. But basically, John King tweeted a couple months ago or earlier this year a picture of himself and Christiane Amanpour covering the Persian Gulf War when they met during that first anecdote that he described, which is just really special to look back on. And he said in his tweet, "Two fellow URI alums, and they have a great friendship now." And I remember that being really special when I saw that on Twitter. Just two really big cheeses, as Leah would say. Interacting and highlighting URI at the same time was special. And yep, it's a picture of them next to a body of water. They look very young and new journalists, so.
Okay, so maybe not a boat.
Yeah.
But I got the water right.
Yeah.
And speaking of Christiane Amanpour, to tie into our next sort of talking point, Christiane Amanpour's lecture this year is with
Abby Phillip. So Abby Phillip is also a CNN anchor alongside John King, and she took over his edition of Inside Politics that runs on Sundays. So while he still does Inside Politics during the week, on the weekdays, she took over the Sunday version and hosts that now, which is special and happened earlier this year, which was a big change for him because he'd been doing it for a handful of years. So it's going to be very exciting to hear her talk. She's covering political journalism and truth and authenticity in that. So I'm looking forward to that talk as a double major in journalism and political science. I think it's going to be really interesting, and it's being held next Wednesday, November 11th at 5 p.m. virtually. When we were talking with John last week, we posed the question to him, if you were giving an introduction to Abby Phillip for her lecture, what would you say? And from there, he said this.
It's great for Abby to do this because it's so important for URI, and it's great for URI because Abby is part of that next generation. But it's a hybrid business now where you need all of the skill sets. And Abby, I think, is just a great role model for that. She's also, you know, for this company, she's a fantastic addition because, to be honest, you know, every company, I think, goes through this. We need more women in important positions. We need more people of color in important positions. So she's just badass. I mean, she's a really fun person. She's a new mom. which again adds more complexity to your life, more context to your life. And she's fun, and she comes to the job with enormous energy, and she's just helped us.
So very excited for the lecture.
Very excited.
If you want to register online, you can probably Google Abby Phillip, Christiane Amanpour Lecture, URI, and you'll find a website which can help you with that.
And lastly, one of the big takeaways from our chat with John King was...
Do you have a message for the current Cigar staff and the future Cigar reporters who have all, you know, been doing this during the pandemic and everything?
My main message is thank you.
In addition to thanking student journalists, he also said, welcome to the fight, welcome to the fray, welcome to the business. But he also reminded students and student journalists to take time and have fun, enjoy the newsroom, and
he also talked about that he missed the URI campus and that he wants to return one day.
John, you're welcome to the Cigar office anytime. We will gladly give you a tour
of your bench
and show you the bench in the Harrington Hub,
which you so kindly donated. Fun little tidbit, listeners. Whenever Kate or I are waiting, we shoot this podcast in the Harrington Hub. And whenever one of us is waiting for the other before we go into the recording studio, we sit on the John King bench. So
thank you.
Full circle.
So thank you so much to John for sitting down with us last week. And thank you to everybody who stayed tuned and listened to this week's episode.
We hope you got there safely. You can pick up a paper on stands now or watch the newscast at rodycigar.com or on our social medias at rodycigar.
What else even is there?
Get the flu vaccine.
True.
Stuff's going around.
Oh, and PSA, next week there will be no episode of Your Walk to Class as the Cigar is taking a break for the Veterans Day holiday that happens on Thursday. But we'll be back the following week right before Thanksgiving for one episode before the holiday break as well.
So thanks for listening. And stay tuned.
Bye.